It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, today we'll take a look at our marine weather forecast, and then we'll look at our ship schedule, which includes a couple of cruise ships that are going to be in town today in Astoria, and one that's coming on Sunday. And we'll also just take an overview of our blue water cruises, the ones that come here from out in the ocean for the rest of this season. So let's start, though, with our marine weather forecast. We have the last remnants of a frontal weather system that's been in our area. We'll continue to produce gusty southwesterly and westerly winds and choppy seas. Those winds will gradually ease today, but we're not out of the woods weather-wise. The next weather system arrives on Saturday, so expect some rainy, stormy weather for the next few days. We have a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. The forecast today calls for west winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, becoming 25 knots late in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west, 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart. West swell, 7 feet at 9 seconds. Showers in the forecast, and pretty much more of the same over the weekend. Now, our ship schedule. In our inbounders, our first two inbounders coming in early this morning are both two blue water cruise ships. One is the Norwegian Encore. The other is the New Amsterdam. And so the first one to arrive in the river is from San Francisco, is the Norwegian Encore, headed for the port of Astoria's Pier 1. She's going to pull up to the dock there. She will maybe be in Astoria by about 6:30 a.m., although the port says has her on the schedule as being there by 8, but that probably means when she'll be ready to disembark passengers. So early this morning, you'll see that first ship there, leaving at around 6 p.m. today. The New Amsterdam, arriving from San Diego, is also headed for Astoria, but she can't dock at the Port of Astoria's docks. There's just not enough room there for her. So she is going to anchor out in the Astoria anchorage. We've seen this before in the past when more than one cruise ship comes here. And so she will be here also around the same time as the Norwegian Encore and leave at about 5 p.m. I'll talk a little bit more about them in just a minute. Next inbound is the Mariana, arriving from Mexico, headed for the Calama anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 a.m. and be in Calama by about 11:30 a.m. The ATB Dublin C is arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. She'll be delivering that to Portland, passing Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and in Portland by about 5:30 p.m. The ATB Sound Reliance is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She is another petroleum carrier. Both of those two vessels are ATB rigs, articulated tug and barge rigs, and their barges are tanker barges, both delivering petroleum to Portland. So passing Astoria around 12:30 p.m., the Sound Reliance will be in Portland by about 6:30 p.m. Then we have the Tomini Tenacity, arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. Soda ash will be her cargo when she picks it up at the port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m., be in Vancouver by about 7:30 p.m. The Liberty Pride is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She has Hyundais on board that she's delivering to Portland, the port of Portland. And an interesting thing about her is that she's kind of an unusual animal in terms of cargo ships here. She is a U.S.-flagged vessel. She's owned by Liberty Maritime, based in New York, but she is a car carrier. Most of our ships that come in here carrying cargo are registered in other countries, usually flags of convenience. But this ship is a U.S.-owned and U.S.-flagged vessel. She will pass Astoria about 7:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we have the Zandam coming into the port of Astoria from San Francisco. She's another cruise ship. These other two ships that are here today will depart at the end of the day today, and she will be there at the port of Astoria probably by about 10 a.m. on Sunday, leaving at about 7 p.m. Let's look at the rest of the schedule, and then I will come back to cruise ships. The Atlantic Brave is headed outbound from Vancouver's anchorage. She will, I think she might have come in with wind turbine parts on board inbound, delivering them to the port of Vancouver. She will leave around 10 a.m. and pass Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. So if she doesn't have any cargo on deck, she probably has ballast water inside to replace the weight and the stability that cargo affords and will keep the ship stable at sea. The Irini P is leaving Calama carrying wheat, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria around 5 p.m. The Pan Topaz is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Magic Perseus is leaving Calama, carrying corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have four ships awaiting orders. They're all bulk carriers. They've been sitting out there for a little bit, waiting to go upriver and pick up cargo. So as I said, they come in light and leave loaded is the term, meaning that they come in without cargo and leave with cargo on board. So these bulk carriers that come in here are generally waiting, coming into the river to pick up cargo and take it somewhere else, usually to Asia. So we have the African Batis, the SSI Excellent, the Eolos G, and the Xanadu. And those ships will go upriver when berths clear out for them. The berth they're headed to may have a ship in it already. They may be undergoing inspections in the anchorage or working through paperwork and protocols with ship's agents. So a lot can go on out there in terms of needed protocols and things that need to be done, inspections on those ships when they are sitting out there in the anchorage. And generally, the crew on board, while they do get a chance to probably sleep better than they would out in the ocean at this time of year, they're also doing things on the ship even when it's in the anchorage, repairing things that they couldn't do when the ship was bouncing around at sea, doing things like painting. A lot of things, maintenance kinds of things, can take place when the ship is in the anchorage. But back to our cruise ships here. We have those two that are coming in today, and people will be, passengers on board will be coming ashore to see Astoria and enjoy Astoria. We have that one that's coming in on Sunday. And then we have another cruise ship arriving on Monday morning, the Crown Princess, and I'll talk about her then on Monday's ship report. And as we head into the month of May, we'll have a busy month for cruise ships here. We'll see three more blue water cruises here in May and one in June. Then our cruise ship calendar will shift to later in the summer, August and September, with seven more ships through the end of October. The total number of blue water cruise ships calling here this year, 17, with three cancellations in that would have added to that total. One ship that was supposed to be here this week, the Radiance of the Seas, canceled because of mechanical problems. She bypassed Astoria and headed north to Vancouver, British Columbia, which was the planned endpoint of her coastal cruise. So she disembarked her passengers there and will get her repairs done. Likely there is a shipyard in British Columbia that can help her with that. And one quick final note about our ships, our cruise ships that are going to be in at the Port of Astoria today. The Norwegian Encore that will be at the Port of Astoria docks today, she's a big one, almost 1,100 feet long, and she is the largest ship in the Norwegian fleet, Norwegian Cruises. And the New Amsterdam, the one that will be in the Astoria anchorage, will be 936 feet long. And it's interesting to note that she can indeed fit underneath the Astoria Megler Bridge, which, as we know, not all cruise ships can do. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day.